Two states, two philosophies. What the Queensland and New South Wales budgets reveal about court infrastructure investment. When the Queensland and New South Wales governments handed down their 2026-27 budgets within weeks of each other in June 2026, both promised safer communities and a stronger justice system. A single comparison tells a more complicated story about where that promise translates into funding. New South Wales allocated $3 million to modernise court technology, a figure that sits alongside $108.8 million given to the NSW Police Force for its own technology upgrades in the same budget. Queensland, by contrast, committed to a multi-year program of judicial appointments, courthouse security upgrades, and digital case management, continuing a pattern of investment that began in its 2025-26 budget. For practitioners trying to read the signals in where public money actually lands, the two budgets offer a useful case study in how differently two neighbouring jurisdictions are approaching court infrastructure investment. New South Wales, a modest line item inside a record infrastructure program. The scale of the New South Wales allocation is difficult to assess in isolation, so it is worth placing it inside the broader budget. Treasurer Daniel Mulcahy's 2026-27 budget set out $116.7 billion in state infrastructure investment through to 2030, and the Law Society of New South Wales was quick to note that the court system received only a small share of that total. President Ronan McSweeney said, "Our members will be disappointed that the court system was allocated a meagre share of that infrastructure spend," a statement that captures the profession's broader concern about where justice sits in the state's capital priorities. The budget was not silent on courts altogether. It carried forward previously announced enhancements to the Downing Centre and John Madison Tower, a $34.5 million refurbishment first flagged in the 2025-26 budget to create at least five new courtrooms, including 10 virtual courtrooms equipped with audio-visual link facilities. The Industrial Relations Commission and the Land and Environment Court also received additional resourcing, and the government's $184 million domestic and family violence package was widely welcomed. However, the Law Society argued that this investment needs to be matched by safe physical facilities in courts themselves, particularly outside Sydney, where many courthouses remain in need of upgrades and additional AVL capacity. Two further details stood out for practitioners. Legal Aid New South Wales's recurrent funding was reduced by 3.6%, a cut of $23.8 million, at a time when demand for legal assistance services continues to rise. The long-flagged Southwest Sydney Justice Precinct in Campbelltown received no mention at all, even as the budget statement for Western Sydney set out plans for 13 schools and 5 hospitals in the same growth corridor. For a region expanding as quickly as the Erythropolis catchment, the absence of any court's commitment was conspicuous. Queensland, sustained investment across judicial capacity, security, and digital systems. Queensland's approach reads differently, not because any single figure dwarfs the New South Wales court technology allocation, but because the investment is spread across several connected areas of the justice system and continues a trajectory set in the previous budget cycle. The 2026-27 budget allocated $11 million over 5 years, with $2.4 million per annum ongoing, to appoint additional Supreme and District Court judges, addressing rising civil and criminal caseloads. A further $6 million over 4 years, with $1.8 million per annum ongoing, was set aside to enhance security across priority courthouses, and $10.6 million was committed to strengthen criminal prosecution services, funding 25 additional Crown prosecutors and solicitors, along with 2 additional deputy directors of public prosecutions. The budget also extended the state's digital case management system for criminal matters, a direct response to long-standing calls from the profession for more modern court technology. Queensland Law Society President Peter Jolly welcomed the package, noting it would help deliver more timely, efficient, and accessible justice for the community. MR Jolly also pointed out that the budget reflected several priorities the society had specifically advocated for, spanning judicial resourcing, digital capability, and legal assistance funding. Combined with the $74.8 million committed to courthouse infrastructure in the prior year's budget, Queensland's approach suggests a government treating court modernisation as a continuing program rather than a single-year announcement. What this contrast means for practitioners. Neither state has fully funded the justice system to the level the profession has called for, and both law societies have flagged gaps that remain. The more instructive difference is one of structure rather than scale. Queensland's funding spans judicial appointments, security, prosecution capacity, and digital systems in a single coordinated package, giving practitioners some visibility into a multi-year direction. New South Wales's $3 million core technology line, set against $108.8 million for policing technology in the same budget, illustrates how unevenly digital modernisation can be prioritised across a single justice portfolio, even within one government's own stated priorities. For firms operating across both jurisdictions, this unevenness has practical consequences. Where core technology investment lags, the burden of efficient case preparation, document management, and search accuracy increasingly falls on the practitioner's own systems rather than the courts. Firms that build strong internal workflows around property, title, and court document searches are better placed to absorb delays created by underfunded registries, regardless of which state they are filing in.